controversy arose in the Church of Ireland over same-sex relationships following the civil partnership of the Dean of Loughlin, and that sort of really went from there. That was last autumn. Because the debate got so intense in the church, and parts of the church, I should say, other parts of the church didn't seem to be too concerned about it, but other parts were extremely concerned. Because of the debate that arose, the bishops decided to have a conference on the subject, which was a very unusual.
It was at Ballyconnell and Cavan.
Yes, it was indeed.
2 months ago.
It was really unprecedented for that sort of thing to happen. But it was a conference, really, to enable both sides of the discussion. Those who are in favour of a more liberal attitude to same-sex relationships and those who are against, really, to meet and discuss and so on. That was a very agreeable conference.
But presumably without any conclusion or
resolution
coming.
They didn't set out to have any conclusion. It was merely meant, just to be a consultative thing. And then that paved the way for the General Synod, where there was a motion brought by the bishops. In a nutshell, really, the General Synod passed a resolution
which was composite,
and it really affirmed the traditional view of human sexual relations as between a man and a woman in marriage.
I want to read a quotation, probably under your own editorial hand, from the Church of Ireland Gazette of the 18th of May. Archbishop Alan Harper of Armagh is quoted as saying, "The archbishops and bishops of the Church of Ireland guard and define the doctrine of the Church only to the extent that they may be called upon to declare whether or not a particular view is consonant with the current teaching of the Church as the Church of Ireland has received it." Ian, does this view of the archbishop not very much water down the bishops and archbishops' role as guardians of orthodoxy, or what we call today right teaching, within their leadership roles in the Church of Ireland?
In the Anglican tradition, bishops do not define the faith themselves. In the Roman Catholic tradition, of course, the Pope and bishops have more of a defining role of doctrine and teaching. In our tradition, the Church of Ireland, the bishops don't do that. That's not their role. That is done by the General Synod. The bishop's role is to guard and to teach the faith that the Church has decided, has agreed. So it's not their teaching, it's the teaching of the Church as enunciated by the General Synod. But they have a role in defining, in one sense, is when there is a controversy.
On this issue, Ian, when, in view of your attendance at Synod and all that you heard, when, if ever, do you think will the bishops give a lead as individual bishops in this regard?
Well, I think individual bishops have been pretty open about their views now.
Apart from their voting record at Synod this year, will they give an individual leadership, do you think, to their diocese?
You mean
in regard to this issue?
Well, I imagine they are, in the sense that they have brought this resolution to the General Synod, and therefore that's the lead they're giving. Obviously, two of the bishops didn't agree, the Bishop of Cork and the Bishop of Cashel and Ossory.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how they handle that in their dioceses, but the bishops, I think, wanted to help the General Synod to make its mind up, and then so that there is a kind of a sense of where the Church of Ireland is on the issue.
Ian, the last prong, as it were, of my line of questioning on this issue is this. The Church of Ireland describes Scripture, both Old and New Testaments, as containing all things necessary to salvation. In other words, Scripture is seen as the guide for teaching in the Church. Do you think, in view of what was discussed at Synod this year, are we close to the position where Scripture and its authority would take second place to the so-called, well, let's call it spirit of the age? And if so, what are the implications for a Synod dominated by 2-to-1 laity?
I don't think the place of Scripture will change formally, because that is enshrined in the formularies of the Church. The question, of course, is always how you understand and interpret Scripture.
Yeah.
So I suppose really the issue is, to what extent would the spirit of the age, or, to put it another way, developing understanding or developing awareness, have a bearing upon how we understand Scripture?
Yeah.
And that is really, it's the heart of the issue, is not so much whether Scripture is the basis or not, but it's how do you read Scripture? And that's where you really, the work starts.
Do you see a solution in the any way near future to this issue?
I think what we have got is as close to a kind of a resolution for the time being. I mean, there are diametrically opposed views, and some things, you know, you just can't merge two opposites, in a sense. So I think what all the Church can do is, when you get into a situation like this, the best way, I think, to proceed is to follow the procedures that are set down by the Church for dealing with controversies. And we have those procedures, and we have followed those. So will this matter be resolved in that, will everybody come to a common mind about it? I don't see that happening.
And it will depend, presumably, on the bishops and on the general good intentions of all the people of God to live in some kind of unity. Isn't that right? Even if there is difference of opinion.
Yes,
and that would be the test.
And that was made clear, I think, in the composite resolution, in the full text of it.